One of the biggest problems that we have is that we don't realize the capacity that our hearts have to carry Kedusha. In the Sifrei Musa, you find such phrases. I just saw it now, Le Shor in the Chelek Sheni. Rav Volbe says that the most heiliga keli that a person has, it's his lev. The lev is the Kedush Kadashim of a person. I once saw that the Alter von Kelm, when he was teaching children, he had, at a certain point in his life, he had his yeshiva was 17-year-old boys. We pictured Alter von Kelm teaching olders, Kanim. He was teaching 17-year-olds, and I saw written over of Dessler's father transcribed a lot of his shmuzin from that era. It was before they even were in Kelm, before Kelm started. It was in a place called Gruben, and Rav Dessler's father wrote down what his shmuzin were, and he says over there that the Alter told his Talmidim that the heart of a person is like a balloon. A balloon is a little tiny thing. You see a balloon, it's a little tiny thin thing, but the more you blow into it, the larger it becomes. Except he says it's built in Gvul. The lathe expands to feed the amount that we put into the lathe. So that means that right now we might have a feeling that we have a very, very small heart, because we do. But it doesn't mean that we don't have the capacity for a tremendous amount of Avodas Hashem. It doesn't mean that we don't have a capacity for a tremendous amount of Avodah. I'm not sure if I'm 100% right about this mashal, but I think it's right. And L'chol HaPachas, for the purpose of the mashal, it's okay. Everybody knows that it's possible for some people to do physical feats that other people can't do. Now, there's different levels to that. Bitzarecha, there's people that could run faster than most people could run, or for longer than most people could run. There's people out there that they work very, very hard, and people in the Olympics and so on, that can do all kinds of physical feats that other people can't do. And anyone will tell you that this is more than just that their body is more attuned to be able to do those things. It's something much, much more than that. Before I continue that strand, let me just move to something else. Everybody knows that they say that if a car would be on top of the mother's child, they say that very often the mother can find the strength to lift the car off the child. And there's been reported cases of people that have been able to draw out of themselves physical strength, even though they're usually not that strong, but physical strength that's beyond what?
Adrenaline.
They call it adrenaline. I mean, it's adrenaline, but we have to define what that adrenaline is exactly. Physical strength that's beyond the normal capacity of that person to do. Many people, even regular people, if you speak to somebody, let's say, for example, somebody, I spoke to Rabbi Groner, who's the Baal Fil over here on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he told me that it reaches a certain point in Yom Kippur that he realizes that al pi derech hateva, the way his body usually is, he would not have the strength to do what he does after 25 hours of fasting to scream like that. It's not possible. But yet somehow he finds the strength, he's able to bring that strength out. Where does that come from? And v'chein, everybody knows stories of people that were able to, at a certain time, to possess or to portray tremendous amount of strength. Somebody's fighting for their life, the amount of strength that they could bring out from themselves is marvel. I think the pshat is that really a person is made up of a tremendous amount of koiches. We underestimate the amount of koiches that exist inside of us. One more example before I say what I think the pshat is, and this is more nageya for us, is that we've seen the capacity of gedolim and tzaddikim to be able to learn Torah, and to be able to shteig, and to be able to be miageya in Torah, in situations above and beyond what seems to be physically possible. Above and beyond. I mean, I'm reading some stories recently of different gedolim that it's just like, it's mamish, it almost does not seem like it's possible for human beings to learn under those conditions. Talmid chachamim who stuck in holes in a milchama with bombs falling all around them, had the ability, the koiches, to be able to. One time, a chacham was hiding in a room somewhere. He only had a mesechta zvachim with him, so he learned it 20-30 times. Who would be able to learn one amud gemara under the threat of death? And some of them were able to pull out the power to be able to learn so much. It's just beyond. I saw described, I think it was, I think it was Rafam describing his father, Rafam's father. I think that's what it was. I have to check the names. But this type of a thing, that, like, his father was sick on his way to the hospital, and on the way to the hospital, very, very, very weak, someone asked him a kasha, and he listened. As they're in the middle of doing some kind of test or treatment on him, in the middle he's like, it's not a good kasha, I have the answer. Well, the teres that you gave is not good. Or something. That means the whole time, while he's in the middle of the most overwhelming treatment, this Talmud Chacham, this Ovid Hashem, is able to focus his machshavas on the Dvarim Kashav of a difficult sugya. It seems beyond physical strength. Forget about the tzidkus, I'm not talking about the tzidkus of it, or the musr of it, the strength of it. And the pshat is that if Lamashal, everybody knows that if some people have these type of showers where you could turn the shower and the water comes out either harder or more spread out, or a spray, or a spray bottle that either sprays out the spray or focuses it on one place. In which case does the spray come out stronger? When it's focused on one place. In other words, when you have a tremendous amount of keichas, but the keichas just come out all over, they're not focused. It's not a central focus that all the keichas are being focused on this one goal. So there's a little keichas here, and a little keichas there, and a little keichas there, and a person can't muster up that tremendous strength. When a mother sees that her child's life is in danger, every single ounce of any type of keich that exists inside of her is now focused to one goal, saving her child's life. That's where the adrenaline comes from. That's the power of every single ounce of strength that the guf has, or the nefesh has, or the emotions have in any part of him, to be focused on one point. That's the power. That's the keich. In the Olympics, when you find people that are able to ski better, to swim better, to run longer than anybody else, some of it is physical, but a lot of it is that for these people, this is the focus of their entire life. There's nothing else in life that's more important than this. This is the whole life. The whole future of this person is right here, this race. So the person is able to draw out much, much more kaifas to focus on this point. We talked yesterday about having that Yaakov Avinu, having that Yaakov that's able to keep us inspired, and how when we have that inspiration, mimela, all other parts of Yiddishkeit become easier. We said this chiddush yesterday, that someone who keeps half the mitzvahs has a much harder time with his Yiddishkeit than someone who's extremely inspired to keep all the mitzvahs, because the inspiration carries a person. So a little bit that's nageya to this discussion also, that having that lev, having that kayach of the lev to be me'ached, to bring together, to focus all of my energy on one goal, could bring out strength that's above and beyond anything that we thought we had. So we say in the slichas, we're going to say in Asara B'teves, Avoisai ki batchu b'shem elekei tzuriyahu. My fathers, when they had bitachin in the Rabbeinu Shalom, gadlu v'hitzlichu v'gam asu peri. They became great and they were successful and they were fruitful. U'me'esu dachu, but when they were pushed away, v'holchu imai keri, and they went b'keri, we'll get back to that word in a minute, with the Rabbeinu Shalom, ha'yu halaych v'chasar ad ha'chodesh ha'asiri. It got worse and worse. Lower and lower, the matzav got worse and worse until Chodesh Teves, until Asara B'Teves. What's this V'holchu imai keri? So there's a Rashi in Chumash about it, because the pasuk says in Parshas B'Chukosai, the pasuk talks about, says that the whole Teichacha comes because Klal Yisrael was telchu imai b'keri. The pasuk says, then this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and the word is repeated many times. So the Pashas, it means like the word Mikra, like by chance. In other words, that's exactly what we talked about yesterday. That the Avodas Hashem of a person is not, it's not the whole focus of my life. It's Agav, I serve Hashem. I have other things in my life. I'm a scatterbrain. My life is involved in 1,000 different things. I'm not focused in one area. And that's... And you see from the Pesukim, if you examine the Pesukim in B'chukaisai carefully, you'll see that that's mamish exactly what the Pesukim are talking about. Because when Klal Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to be doing, in B'chukaisai Teilechu, it says that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do is an unbelievable thing to realize the contrast. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Uponisi Aleichem. I will turn to you. So the Shaila is, where was Hashem turned before? What does that mean, I will turn to you? So Rashi says, Efne mikol asakai, I will turn away from everything else that I'm involved in and I'll just focus on you. Isn't that exactly how I just described the kayach of the heart? The kayach of a person? Efne mikol asakai, I'll turn away from everything I'm involved in and I'm going to focus on this goal of giving you schar. The tzad hara of this is because telchu imi bikari. That's going to stop when you stop focusing all your energy on me. And that's called Telchu Imi Bekeri. Where does this start? It's in the Lev. U'menachem Pirish Loshen Meniyah V'chein Hoikar Aglucha, and so on. The Korev Loshen Zeh L'Targumei Shalumpis Loshen Koishi Shemakshim Libam Limona Mihiskarei V'lai. It's a hardening of the heart. Halavai, we would be able to be ma'or our hearts. And this, we see an important lesson. Agav, I should mention, we see a very, very important lesson from this. And I don't mean to throw cold water on what people might think is a Cyrus, but l'mashal, people sit by a kumzitz or by a musa seder or by a shabbos suda, and they sometimes feel very, 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 very inspired. And it's very important. We talked about this once. There's emotions and super emotions. We talked one time, but it's very important for a person to be mechalek to himself. The emotions that come when a person is singing a song, it's very emotional. But is that the real inspiration? Does it help him get out of bed the next morning? Does it help him gather more strength? Not always. Sometimes, not always. People get very inspired from watching an emotional movie. That's not called inspiration, that's being ma'ir the lave. We have a soft heart, we're emotional people. Various things could play on our emotions. The hisiris that we, and this is an answer to what a lot of people ask, I keep inspiring myself and nothing's happening. Ask yourself again, is that inspiration? Or is it just that you're allowing your emotions to play a little bit? You're feeling warm feelings towards Yiddishkeit. But is that real emotion? Is that real hisiris? Real hisiris is if you want to know what real hisiris is that it galvanizes all my kaychas to focus on one thing. That's hisiris. When I'm able to look at other areas as being less important, because this is so important. That's hisiris. This is so important. This is such a focus to me that everything else is unimportant. That's Efne Mikol Asakai. I'm turning away from everything else. Avada, I'm going to do all the things I need to do. But that's not what I'm doing with my full lave. My lave is focused. All my adrenaline is focused on this one point. Avodas Hashem, or Steiging, or whatever it is. And it's a Kedai thing, and this is something that we have to think about in Bechadrei Libeinu, deep in our hearts, to take time out sometimes. And to feel the feelings that are in our heart in a real way. It's not such an easy thing. But a lot of times we get distracted even by the good things in our life. Even our stardom and our chavrusas and our schedule distracts us from the motivation and the focus of why we're doing all those stardom and chavrusas and everything. It's coming to Asar Batavis, we're getting close to Asar Batavis. It's like if one of these skipped over Ta'anesim, because it's not in Tainus season. You know, it's not in the 3 weeks. It's like a skipped over thing. But we see from the Slichas that there's an Avodah to do this week. There's an Avodah being less Holchu Imay Bekeri. That our Avodah Hashem should be in the front seat. Our Avodah Hashem should be the focus. How do we make it the focus? It's not by listening to a Musarvad and thinking, oh, it's very nice. It's by sitting quietly in a room and by thinking, someone once described to me, that it was the summertime, and he got involved in all kinds of silly things in the summer, distractions, and wasn't learning as much as he should. A guy who learns wasn't coming to learn. He was leaving early. He was distracted. He was on the phone. He got himself a bunch of good books. He was reading this book and then this book. He couldn't really focus on his learning because he was distracted by the books he was reading. And at a certain point, it came to a certain davening or some kind of point towards the end of the summer when you already start smelling that El was near. And he suddenly got this very emotional feeling of, it was all not worth it. It was not worth it. I left the warmth of a taisvis. I left the warmth of a good davening. I just distracted myself. I didn't land up with anything. I'm just scattered. I'm the teaser. My kaychas are just scattered about. I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm not doing anything. I'll be so much happier if I had held on tight to my seder, to my davening, to my mitzvahs, to my chesed, to my goal. If I would stay focused, I would have held on tight. I'll be so much happier. And that's the type of realization that a person could sit by himself and think over. Try to galvanize the koyches. Try to focus the koyches. This is the lay that the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about, that we're going to spend the next few weeks finding out how to be metayer. But before we discuss how to be metayer that lay, we have to appreciate the lay that we have. We have a lay that has unbelievable, unbelievable capacity to feel, to do, to accomplish, to grow, to break down obstacles, to feel closeness to Hashem, to overcome difficulties that we have. It takes sometimes a tremendous kayak to overcome difficulties. And the way to do all those things sometimes is not by fighting each individual challenge by itself, but by being ma'ayr the lay, by being poina mikol asakai the any isak elo bachem, by being looking away from all my other involvements and all the other things that are on my mind, like that woman whose child is under a car. If we could look at our shtagin, that this is so important to me, that I become something in this world, that I shteig to grow somewhere, that I learn a sechto, that I learn shas, or that I raise my level. Again, I'm not talking about jumping madregas. We just saw yesterday mefurish in the Mesillas Yesharim not to jump madregas. I'm not talking about becoming a different person in one day. I'm talking about being ma'oyer the cheshek to grow. That's it. That growing, that taking the next step, a small step, but that the most important thing in my life is the next step. And that's something that a person has the ability to, with time, to think over. And to think about it, and to realize, I'm not happy any other way. And I'm spending my kochos in all different areas. And I'm not organized. I'm not organizing my kochos. It's like I have an army at my disposal. The lev is a tremendous army of power. And I have 50,000 troops, and they're fighting in a few thousand countries. They're not fighting together. And if they don't fight together, what can an army accomplish if they break up completely into different places? My heart is all divided. One part of my heart is doing this, and one part is doing that, and one part is focusing on this, and a little part of my heart also wants to come to Seder. I'm not giving it a fighting chance. The way to give it a fighting chance is by thinking again and again and again and focusing on the fact that there is nothing that would make me happier. Let's look at it this way. We have a month ahead of us now. 1 month, I'm not talking about the rest of this month. We have 1 month ahead of us. The joy that I would have in a month from now to be able to look back and have had solid sdarim and davening and steiging and midas and overcoming the Yetzer, it's an incredible joy. Is there anything that I'm going to do this month that's going to give me the same geschmack as the geshmak that I would have in a month from now if the month went 100% perfectly? There's nothing. I can't believe anyone could think of a geshmak bigger than that. There's nothing. It's more of a beautiful, a tasty geshmak than that. So right now, we have to chazer over those feelings and galvanize all our energy from every other geshmak that we have and every other thing, distraction is pulling us in different directions, and to focus all the energy on one goal. And the goal doesn't have to be a big goal, doesn't have to be a dramatic goal, doesn't have to be a life-changing goal, but the goal is to have the satisfaction, the geschmack, and the growth of having taken the next step, and having that unbelievable time, that unbelievable taste in my mouth of knowing that today I'm on a little higher of a level than I was a month ago. There's nothing in the world, someone hasn't tasted it, so I'm guaranteeing you, there's nothing in the world that tastes better than that. There's no geschmack, there's no delicacy, there's no experience, there's no show that you could see, there's no game that you could play, there's no amount of money that you could make that comes to even touches the feeling of a few weeks ago or a few months ago, isn't that I was holding here in my learning in my Avodas Hashem, and now I'm holding here. And it's just one step up, but I'm a step higher. I changed my whole being. I'm a different person now. I'm one step closer to Hashem. One step closer to Hashem is so much closer. One step closer to Hashem is infinitely closer than staying in the same place. Because it's moving in that direction, it's moving towards Hashem. And well, let's not forget the biggest klal of all, when we focus our energy, is that when we focus, when we're pining mikol eskenu, when we turn away from everything else that we're involved in, again, I don't mean not to do our responsibilities, I mean in terms of where our heart is, and we put our heart on this goal of drawing one step closer to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing. He turns away from everything else he's involved in. All the things that are going on in the world become a tuffle to Hashem. The UN and China and Iraq and Afghanistan, they all become tefillin. And the most important thing is this Ben Torah sitting in yeshiva that's putting everything aside to be able to come close to Hashem. That becomes the top of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agenda. That's Efner Mikol HaTzokai Ve'eni Yosek Ela Bachem. How could we go wrong if we'll galvanize all our energy to take that one step closer to Hashem, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is galvanizing all his energy to take that step closer to us.